Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, thank you very much. So my good friend Todd is here. Where is Todd?
Right there.
You haven't changed a bit. Okay. I don't know anything about you. I got to read your card real quick here. Todd, how are you?
I'm great. I'm fantastic.
So what are you up to these days? So many words.
About 6 foot.
Have you been growing? Really? You're a late bloomer.
A little bit.
What are you doing these days?
I'm from Minnesota. We're here for the John Prine concert tonight.
Oh, you are?
Oh, cool. Yeah, that'd be a cool one. That'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be cool. Basketball fan?
Probably
not after last night, huh?
Not after the Minnesota Gophers. Yeah. I think we got you early in the season, though.
Yeah. Things balance out in the end, don't they?
They do. Okay.
And what are you doing these days?
I am a union organizer in Minnesota.
You are? How's that going?
It's in Minnesota. We're doing great.
Why is it everything that works in Minnesota doesn't work in the rest of the country? We don't.
That's a good question.
Too long an answer, though, I feel.
Yes.
Well, nice to have you here, and have a great time at the concert tonight.
Love John Prine.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in years. Hello to you, too. Are you with him? Technically? What do you mean, technically, you're with him?
Well, we're married.
You call that technical?
It's a legal position.
And your name is?
Debbie.
Todd and Debbie, ladies and gentlemen. From Minnesota, there. Diane Schumacher from Waterloo, Wisconsin, asks, why should we be aware of the Ides of March? I think that just applies to Julius Caesar. Pretty much it was some auger or whatever, or the one that cuts the birds open. I don't know what you call that. Is that an auger? What do you use to do that, an auger? Cut them open with the, I don't know. What? Oracle, auger, I don't know, said, and that's when the thing on the steps with the knives. So, I don't think for the rest of us it's a problem, is it? This is the Ides today, right? Everyone having a good day? I feel pretty good. Good, cool, okay. So don't be aware of the Ides of March, is what I'm saying. Sean Miles from Switzerland is here. Got his grandma, who's 90, and his grandpa was 93. They're here today. They've been married for 70 years, so it's a good start. They're off to a good start. Where's Sean? Sean. Hey, Sean. Stand up for a second here, Sean. Because see how tall you really are. Okay. I can deal with this height.
Pretty
good?
Yeah, how are you?
Good. What are you up to these days, Sean? What are you doing here? You're at VMI. What is that?
The Virginia Military Institute.
In military training?
Yes, Army, actually.
Yeah. So yeah. What kind of training are you getting there? What is it? Like, you get up in the morning, and then what do? You know, kind of thing.
Well, I go to school, actually. Yeah. Okay. So not really much.
But, I mean, is it military training like the only course you can take there? Can you take, like, science and algebra and stuff?
No, actually.
Math?
I'm studying political science in German, so.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. So I'm getting an education.
It's a good school is what I heard.
Yeah. No, it's a good school. Excellent. It's a prison, but it's a good school.
It's a prison, but it's a good school.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've all said something much like that over the... No, Liz, well, come on. This is your grandma and your grandpa. You got to introduce me.
All right.
Yeah.
This is Don Anderson. And
hi. How are you?
I do. I'm fine.
Very nice to meet you. Hi.
Hi.
And Don and...
Dot.
And Dot. How are you?
Yeah, very well.
How's it going so far? So the first 70 years, they say, are the hardest.
Going great.
Yeah?
Yeah, really.
Where did you meet?
We met in De Pere at the fairgrounds.
In De Pere at the fairgrounds. What was the exhibit you were both at?
At a dance.
Oh.
Yes.
And you saw her on the dance floor?
Friends of each other.
Oh, okay.
Common friends.
So you were introduced?
Yes. Yeah.
It wasn't just a whirlwind.
Later I told my friend, that's the gal I'm going to marry.
Yeah. And, you mean like... You mean like later, like 50 years later, or just like...
Or just later, a little later, yeah.
How did you know that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Intuition, I guess. Intuition.
Yeah. Did you know that too?
No, I know. I never met him.
Still, to this day, you've never met him, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. So some guy comes. He was struck with you though when he saw you.
I guess so.
Was it the dress you're wearing? I bet you, your hair is all done nice and you're very pretty. I'm sure you still are.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to put the moves on you. I hope you don't. But you, did you think as highly of him as he thought of you?
Maybe.
So he had to do the pursuing.
Yes.
Was he any good at that, pursuing?
I guess so.
It has been 70 years, so I guess you can't discount the end. What was your style? I know it wasn't a style thing for you, but how did you approach?
We had an agreement when we started that she would make, or I would make all the hard decisions, and she would make all the easy decisions. And we never had a hard decision.
Well, that's a brilliant philosophy. Yeah? Was he hard to get used to live with?
Yes.
What bad habits? And is there one like? Is he sloppy or?
Well, he's a Boy Scout.
Still to this day, he's one of the older Boy Scouts, I guess. But what do you mean by he's a Boy Scout?
Well, he's does things on time. That's it.
Oh, he does things on time, and does he blow a bugle when he does them, or?
No, he just says this is it.
Do things. So you're organized, and you're. Were you a Boy Scout?
Yeah, I was an Eagle Scout actually.
Eagle, you mean all the way to the top? Huh?
Yep.
And then what? Tell them the what?
Peanut story.
What about that peanut story?
What peanut story?
I've been set up, ladies and gentlemen. Huh?
You survived on peanuts.
Oh,
you survived on peanuts, I heard.
Well, this was during a winter camp that we were at. And we had what they call a chicken brooder to heat our tent. And we also got a big bag of peanuts. So we used the peanut shells to burn up to heat the tent.
So that's the story? Is that the same story?
Yeah.
It was really cold.
42 below.
No, 15 below was the.
And as far as your occupation stuff, did you farm out there, or what did you do?
No, I was a chemical engineer with Kimberly Clark.
Oh, no kidding. You know. Kimberly Clark, you're with which end of that?
Nina, no. We live in Nina.
Oh, okay, all right. Now, which end of that were you in, Kimberly Clark? There's quite a few ends in that business.
Research.
Research into what, I mean?
In our research and development lab.
Oh, really? Yeah. Anything that we might know about, like?
I did get one patent.
Yeah. Well, can you say what it is?
Well, it was actually for a car that leaked oil and that. It was a certain type of wadding that was you put into a basket and was held on there with magnets. Yeah. So if you had a leak under your car, you took one of these little baskets and attached to it. Now you'd have to have an iron engine, of course.
Yeah. You know. Why would the Kotex people be interested in that? Sorry, then.
Oh, well, it just happened to be a wadding. They were also a wadding manufacturer.
Oh, well, they were in wadding and Kotex. Okay.
So.
So you have a patent. Well, congratulations. 70 years. When is the anniversary? When's your anniversary?
June 24th.
Yeah, big celebration. You don't seem that enthusiastic about this whole thing.
No. I didn't sleep too well.
Someone keep you up? Who kept you up? Did you keep you up last night? What were you doing last night?
Sleeping.
Sleeping loudly, perhaps?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Okay, so it's
Don and...
Don.
And Don. Is Miles your last name as well? Last name is?
Anderson.
The Andersons. Ladies and gentlemen, 70 years. And they're still like when they just met. She's not so sure about him, and he's a Boy Scout. What do we have for the Andersons?
I think we should give them all the wine.
All the wine.
All the wine.
All the wine.
All the wine from Wollersheim Winery.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's a lot of wine, isn't it? I mean,
well,
they produce...
Well, you know, all the wine we have.
Several hundred.
Yeah.
Okay. You get all the wine. You like wine? Care the occasional wine?
Oh, yeah.
Like the occasional wine?
Yes.
White or a red?
Either one.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you both. Thanks for coming. Thanks for joining us. A great pleasure. Good people. Oh, 70 years. Okay. You remember the guy with the 10 kids named? Yes, the guy with the 10 kids. Hi. Oh, hi. How are you? Then that's your family?
That's our family. I'm the oldest of 10.
You're the oldest, Jay?
My sister is the youngest.
Yeah. I'm the youngest of the kids of Jean, John, Judy, Jackie, Janet, Joanne, Jerry, Jill, Jenny, and Julie.
She's Julie.
I'm Julie.
And your dad was here.
Dad was on the show probably in the late 1990s. Probably not.
No, that could have been the way things are going.
He's maybe 1990s. And you asked him about the 10 kids, and why didn't you go on to the K's? And that was funny, you know. And then he said, well, he didn't because he painted my coaster wagon with a J, and he didn't want to repaint the coaster wagon. So he named the next 9 children after, you know, all the J's. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So one coaster wagon served 10 kids.
Correct.
Smart man.
Yeah, yeah.
Broken by the time.
Tell them what you say about you like to listen to the tape.
So we've got a tape of that little bit that he did with you. And he died in 2001. So whenever I miss him, I turn that on because I hear his quirky sense of humor. I hear his voice. I hear his laughter. And it's really a gift.
I remember him being very funny. Very, very funny. Nice to meet you all, Jay. The other Jays, thanks for coming. Great to see you.
He was an electrical engineer, and he worked for Harnischweiger Corporation, and he sold to Kimberly Clark.
There you go. It all ties together now. Very nice. It's Hoppy, is that?
Hoppy was the last name. I just want to say that people ask my mother, you know, how she could handle raising 10 kids in 16 years. And she said, I have absolutely no idea. So I just want to say that all those people who say if you remember the 60s, you weren't really there. My mother doesn't remember the 50s or the 60s. So she was ahead of her time.
Thanks very much. Nice to meet you. Thank you all. Thanks for coming. The Hoppies. All the J's. It seems impertinent to ignore a man who wears a kilt to your show. Yeah. You don't want. Are you from Green Bay?
No.
No, but she's from Green Bay. And how do you know her then?
She's friends with my sister.
Oh, okay. Okay. And you want to? No, you're not. You want to show them your sporin and all that? You better have a good reason for this.
I like wearing kilts.
See, I said a good reason. You got a good reason for it. Yeah.
She likes me in kilts.
Very much so.
Holy cow. What's the... No, I don't want to ask what the attraction is, to tell you the truth. That's a bad question. Your name is?
Doug. Yes.
You know Jeff?
I know Jeff. Went to high school with him 20-some-odd years ago.
Yeah. And are you of Scottish descent?
Irish. Irish descent.
This is an Irish kilt?
This is actually the Heritage of Ireland tartan.
Do they wear kilts as well in Ireland?
They do. Yes.
Excuse me. Pardon me. That's a big faux pas.
No, not really. The Scottish get mad at the Irish for wearing kilts. We co-opted them.
Oh, you did? You took it from the Scottish?
Yes.
Okay. And is this your clan, then, that you're...
No, I don't have a clan. There's no Johnson tartan.
There's a lot of Johnsons. There must be a tartan among them.
It'd probably be very plain.
We're up to our ears in Johnsons around here. And the Petersons. And almost as many Petersons, really, you think about it. So it's surprising they don't have a tartan.
No.
Or a kilt. Whatever you call it. And the thing in front there.
This is a sporran.
Yeah, don't keep patting it.
It's rabbit fur.
And the history behind that, I don't want to see what's in there. It's probably his stash is in there, and I don't want to. He's got balloons. And oh, are you the balloon guy?
Yeah, I make balloon animals, too.
You're very... You're, by definition, an interesting person.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And you're a salesman as well, is that right? Because I saw your card.
Yes, I sell things.
Balloon animals while you're selling things?
No.
It's a great pitch, though.
Yeah, I don't think my boss would like that much.
What are you selling?
I sell electronic components. So,
okay, it might not work with electronic. Making a dog say, here's this little capacitor that works with your rectifier.
You know, if you go to the gas station, there's the machine that spins the pizza that keeps it warm. I sell the parts that go inside of those. So switches, cords, power supplies.
I think they go through a lot of parts in those because they're a lot of heat and motion and stuff.
Yep. Those parts? Yes, absolutely.
And do you work, when you're on sales, do you wear the kilt?
No, my boss told me flat out I could never wear a kilt to work. So.
And the big question, of course, is on everyone's mind, you know, when I wear under it. I don't want to see, your car said, you want to see what I'm wearing under my kilt? No. You just tell me, though.
Well, the answer is if I'm wearing underwear, it'd be a skirt.
And is it a skirt?
No.
Okay, goodbye. Nice to meet you. All right. I feel good about that. I couldn't wear something like that. All the drafts we have in Wisconsin, that's... Okay, we're gonna what are we gonna do? Play the quiz? I don't know. Yeah, we'll play the quiz. Why not? It's a good way of getting out of the whole kilt contract. You're leaving? That leads right to the lake, if you take that door. It's a drop of about 100 feet. That's okay. And look, they're like lemmings. They're like lemmings streaming into the lake. I'm telling you, it's Lake Mendota. Monona, one of them. They look alike. Can't tell which lake it is. Depends which way you're facing. All right, let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the quiz. And if you're not there, yada, 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 yada. How about you? Of course you. Why not you? It's always been you. How are you? You've got to bring in your little bottle here.
Hi.
What's in here?
Oh, it's water.
Okay. You sure? Let me smell it. No, I don't want to smell it.
Okay.
I trust. And you are?
Sandy.
How are you? Are you from here or there?
Yes, I'm from here. I'm from Madison. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What sort of thing are you doing these days?
I'm a copywriter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you'd be pretty good at it.
I always thought I could, you know, but yeah. I never went into it anyhow. So, Sandy, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because it's been 20-some years since the last time I played it.
20-some years?
Yes.
When you were four?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go with that.
That's a good reason. She was 4 years old, and 20 years later, she wants to see what all the ruckus is about. Have a seat there, Sandy, if you would, please. Oh, yeah. Doodly-doo. So 20 years ago, tell me what happened.
Well, I came...
I remember, of course, but...
It was Vilas Hall. I came here.
Oh, yeah.
Raised my hand.
Yeah.
Got called on to play the quiz.
And you were just, what, grade school?
It was earlier in my career. Let's just say that.
Earlier in your career?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want me
and
to?
And did you play the quiz?
I did.
And how'd you do?
Surprisingly bad, I think.
No one ever, you didn't lose, did you? No one, I can count on one hand. How many losses we've had? Because I give it away if it looks like you're going to lose.
Well, you know, it's surprisingly, you kind of forget how it works when you're up here because you get a little nervous.
You do? Not this time, though.
No.
No. Just clinging to your little bottle of stuff, whatever that is.
Right. Yeah, my stuff.
Yeah, I'm not going to even ask. And so, who do you work for?
A local agency called Hebing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that a good job? I would think that'd be kind of cool.
It's a great job. It's fun. Yeah.
So you do copy for
everything from healthcare. Print, TV, digital, lots of digital, social media.
Yeah.
Tweets sometimes.
Do you get to tweet part of your job? So you're the only person who gets paid to tweet, probably.
I am one of those people, but I'm one of many.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a whole department for social media.
Is there a favorite line of copy that you've written?
Oh my goodness.
One that's you're proud of? No. You could say no. It's okay.
We always say, all of our babies, all of our children.
Are they like children?
No, and actually, I'm just honestly drawing a blank.
Okay. You said that?
Well,
I'm just honestly drawing a blank. I love that, because I say that all the time. I had no idea that you said that. Sandy, someone out there plays along with you.
Yeah,
and,
good.
This time, what did you win? You remember what you won last time?
A cookbook.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
So you probably lost it. That sounds like a consolation prize.
No, I know where it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sandy, someone out there plays along with you, and Sarah, how does that work then?
Somebody who wants to play along at home picks up the phone and dials 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
All right, this is kind of an odd question, but it's apropos of nothing. Those arrested for laser attacks on planes, you know, there's a big rash of people shining their lasers at planes because they think it's whatever. It's really stupid. Anyhow, those arrested for laser attacks on planes are mostly boys and men in their what? In their what decade of life? You know, men in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. There's men in one particular decade of life. And boys tend to do their lasers at planes. So that's not interesting, I know, but I thought it was at the time. Paul's on the line from Woodstock, Illinois. Hey, how you doing there, Paul?
I'm doing good, and you and I have something in common because we both had a birthday yesterday.
Oh, you too, huh?
Yeah, yeah, I'm also a Pi Day Pisces.
Pi Day and Einstein. I get Einstein a lot.
And Michael Caine and Billy Crystal.
Oh,
and
Michael Caine, yeah, that's right.
Quincy Jones.
Oh, cool. We're cool then.
We're very creative, intelligent people.
Yes, and good dancers. Not.
Not.
You know, dance, and they say you're a good dancer if you're a Pisces. What a joke. Fish? You see a fish dance? Paul,
sounds
so what's going on, Paul? You got something going on today yet?
Actually, our local library has a miniature golf fundraiser inside the library today.
Oh, you get to golf inside a library. That'd be really cool.
Go down the aisles, and they have one hole. I mean, they're sponsored by different local businesses here in Woodstock. And one of the holes, it's you actually putt into a toilet. And the
that's a great
and
idea.
It goes down through a tube down to the lower level of the library.
That's just great. Paul, you know, those arrested for laser attacks on planes are mostly boys and men in their what's? What decade of their life?
Well, I'm in my 50s. I'm trying to think of people in my decade might...
Well, I wouldn't think so, would you?
I wouldn't think so. No. I think it'd be probably younger.
Think so?
Yeah, maybe a little younger.
Okay, how much younger?
Probably like 20s or 30s.
Okay, which of those do you think?
Which of those? Mm.
Not 20. So young that they'd be young, but a little bit older, so they wouldn't be so...
So maybe
they wouldn't
not
be old
20.
Yet, necessarily.
Yeah, so maybe like the 30s.
You're saying the 30s?
That's what I'm thinking.
So you're telling me that those arrested for laser attacks on planes, the few that they've actually arrested, mostly boys and men in their 30s?
That's what I'm thinking.
That's exactly right. Paul, I like the way you think. Us Pisces really can reason stuff out.
That's
and we,
right.
What a dance. Are you a good dancer, Paul?
I am not.
No,
I am often in musicals on stage, and the choreographer has their hands full with me.
I mean, they're throwing up their hands, basically.
Well, they're throwing up. I don't know about their hands.
Paul, this is Sandy. Sandy, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Sandy.
She's a copywriter, and you're a... what are you exactly?
I'm a proposal writer. I write business proposals
there
for a
go.
Wellness company in Chicago.
Business proposals for a
excellent.
Wellness.
It's
just
yeah.
Different type of copy, really.
That's right.
Think about it.
Yeah, and I've done different writing over my career, everything from radio news to... PR
and yet
marketing.
I never hear from you, Paul.
I'm sorry.
You could write once in a while.
I could.
Paul and Sandy, you are a team. You work together. And what categories have we, Sarah?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Paul, you pick the first one. What would you like? Why is that always over? Do I do that?
Well, P is for pie and Pisces. Let's do people.
People it is. All righty. Women worry about 6 body parts at last count, on average, while men worry about how many body parts? Is it 3, 2, or 1?
Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious, that's right.
Pr- probably just one, if it's the one I'm thinking of.
The one you're always thinking of, Paul?
Well, I wouldn't say always.
No, not always. No. Think just one.
I was thinking just one. Just one. One. Well, but what were the choices again?
Well, I'm sorry. If you say one, it's...
Oh,
it's
is just one.
It's no, it's not.
Oh, it's not just one.
It's three, two, three. Or one.
It's three.
Three body parts?
Yeah, we probably wouldn't have got to that. Men, what three body parts do we have even? I have no idea. That's a shocker to me. But according to the Today Show, men worry about three body parts. Anyone got three body parts? Don't show the guy in the kilt there. No, I don't want to. Don't ask him this question. All right.
That is...
Oh, I'm going to kilt this question.
Yeah.
Zero right
you're
and gonna, one.
You're going to win another cookbook the way you're going.
See, I just don't pick up on the cues.
Turn this around.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, what's left, Sarah?
Current events, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends?
Sandy.
School.
School. See, now, why is this always over here?
Because you're writing down names and numbers.
Should I take this off here and put it there? Mm-hmm. I thought there's a poltergeist or something. I keep looking around in my quiz box questions are on the far side of the table. Look over here, see if it moves. Nope, it's not moving. Okay. What'd you say?
School.
School.
Thanks.
Okay. Things you should have learned in school. The 5-second rule. Much heard about, you know, when you drop something, you pick it up in 5 seconds, fine to eat. Currently, it's gone back and forth in history, whether it's true or not. Is it currently in or out in terms of research that's being done right now? The 5-second rule.
I think it's false.
Not what you think.
So
it's not what you think.
So it's
no, it's not what you think.
So it's true. The 5-second rule
is the thinking now currently that in fact it is true, or is it current now thinking that it's not false?
It's true.
I think it's true.
So you're saying it's in right now in terms of thinking, research thinking?
Yes,
yes it is. Congratulations. Yep. And I couldn't have garbled that much more, I don't think. It's being studied at Aston University in the UK, and they found it was exactly 5 seconds. Isn't that amazing? Where the microbes start to really... See, I did it again. I caught myself doing it. Where the microbes start to get to the point where they're actually a factor. You don't agree, sir? Oh, you do? Okay. You're just shaking your head for no reason. Did you know you do?
I thought it depended on what you drop.
And where.
Yes, if it's bologna or something.
And what
sticky,
is that score right now?
That would be one right and one wrong.
Okay.
And the categories remaining
heard it on
are current events, yeah, places, science, or odds and ends.
Bill, Paul?
Let's do current events.
Current events. You get called Bill a lot, do you, Paul?
Not usually.
Okay. So why are they so excited about the diamond with the hydrous ringwoodite inclusion in it? Are you sure you want current events?
I didn't pick it.
Yeah.
I didn't, I wasn't anticipating that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You don't want
no.
No, it doesn't have a ring to it.
Yeah, what would you like? Very good.
Let's do places.
Places, okay.
Yeah.
Least likely to tip, and I mean at all, are people in one of the following places, San Francisco, Milwaukee, or Atlanta? Least likely to tip.
Least likely to tip, Atlanta, Milwaukee, San Francisco.
Not the poorest tippers or the whatever, but the least likely to tip at all. San Francisco, Milwaukee, Atlanta.
Well,
he seems to Jeff emphasize Hammond. Atlanta, Sandy. I'm thinking maybe he's trying to give us a hint there.
The hint being Milwaukee?
What?
No, the hint being Atlanta. It seems to like come down on that, like Atlanta. Boy, those guys.
Did I? I wasn't aware of doing it. It was a nervous tick. I always come down to Atlanta when I'm speaking for some reason.
I have no idea.
So Atlanta?
Sure.
Okay,
Atlanta.
All right. Atlanta is right. Chicagoans are most likely to tip. Chicago leads the league in tipping.
You know,
but Denver, the biggest tippers. So that's kind of interesting.
We usually tip over, but that's another thing.
Good one there, Paul. I don't care if they call you Bill. I really don't.
That's two right and one wrong.
And remaining?
Are science or odds and ends.
Science or odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. You're going to nail this one.
I know.
I really do.
I'm feeling
good about it. The oldest living land creature may well be Jonathan the giant tortoise from St. Helena. Well, I want to know his age, approximate age. I think they know it pretty well for some reason. I don't know, they can tell by the teeth or something. I have no idea. Jonathan the giant tortoise, is he 151, 182, or 203 and 6 months?
Wow.
Oh.
Well, I don't think it's a 203 and 6 months because we wouldn't have probably the month that he was born.
Ah, good thinking there.
Yeah.
I think that would probably be pretty difficult to determine.
Yeah. I can see how you would write a proposal pretty good, I think. 151, 182.
182 sounds good to me.
It does?
It does.
Can you tell me why?
Because you're nodding your head.
Once again, a tick. It's a nervous tick, actually.
He's slowly nodding it like
it's
a tortoise.
It's from the bobblehead experience I had, posing for the bobblehead.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like 182.
I like the 182.
Yeah. 182 is right, 182 years. And he looks great. He's got cataracts. Otherwise,
Sandy, you can smell like bacon in every nook and cranny with Mr. Bacon Body Wash. Drives dogs crazy from Archie McPhee. Paul from Aesop to Zydeco, from the Amish to the zombies. You'll find it all in Michael's book, Glad You Asked, intriguing names, facts, and ideas for the curious-minded, from the editors of Encyclopedia Britannica and Triumph Books. And both of you can quaff your favorite libation from a News Perks mug, good stuff for your best customers from Kenosha News, and entertain friends and foe alike playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including the magnanimous Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Great.
Nice to see you again. Congratulations. I can't play again for another 20 years.
Hey, Peoria, what do you know,
fans? Make sure you get that. Thanks for playing.
Michael and the gang will be in your neck of the woods next weekend. That's Saturday, March 22nd in Peoria. Come to the Five Points Theater in Washington, Illinois to be part of the show. Tickets for the special broadcast are available at notmuch.com.
Bye, all y'all. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week from Peoria.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Peoria. Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Miles, Jacques Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Colbert.
PRI, Public Radio International.